equipment, and even some snowshoes and water skis. Grandpa, of course, insisted on taking his electric chair along. It was really a nuisance, but Grandpa gets such a charge out of it. Anyway, we drove out of town and hit the highway for Shadow Pine Lake, a beautiful spot in the National Forest. When we stopped at the park entrance to get our camping permit, the two rangers there must not have been feeling very well, because when we gave them the money for the permit, they looked positively green. But they let us through anyway, and we found a beautiful campsite at the edge of Shadow Pine Lake. While I was pitching the tent, Grandpa complained about me pounding the stakes. Can you imagine? He said it gave him heartburn. But I finally got the tent pitched, and sure enough, Lily complained that I had put it in the wrong spot. She wanted it in the shade of a nearby tree. So the only thing I could do was to move it. Whew, I tell you, those giant redwood trees are rather heavy. But I finally moved this one to a spot that suited Lily, and we settled down for a nice weekend of camping. Eddie, of course, right away wanted to catch some fish, so I showed him how to cast the line from the shore. And you know, it was really great fishing, because in a minute I reeled in this beautiful cooked fish that looked as though it had just come out of the frying pan. And the next time I cast a line, I reeled in a very tasty barbecued chicken. And I told Lily and Grandpa this was the greatest fishing spot I'd ever seen. Well, that night, after Eddie had gone to bed and closed the lid on his sleeping bag, Grandpa, Lily, and I sat around the campfire telling stories. And while we were sitting there, we heard some wolves howling in the woods. And Grandpa got very homesick for the old country. In fact, when we went to bed, he insisted on staying up a little while longer to listen to the call of the wild. And you know something? Next morning, when we looked for Grandpa, he was missing. And his sleeping bag hadn't even been slept in. As we were trying to figure out what to do, Eddie turned on his portable radio, and the news report said that the forest rangers had captured a full-grown wolf during the night. Well, what made it so unusual was that the wolf was a rare species that only lived in the wilds of Transylvania. Well, you could see what had happened. Sure. Grandpa couldn't resist the call of the wild, and in the night he must have turned himself into a wolf to join his friends in the woods. The radio said the wolf was being held at the ranger headquarters. But when Lily went there, she had a great deal of trouble. She told the man that she'd come to claim the wolf, and he said, "Do you mean it's your wolf?" And Lily said, "No, it's my father." Well, for some reason or other, the forest ranger thought this was rather strange, but he did agree to let Lily go out back and look at the wolf they'd captured during the night. When Lily saw Grandpa standing in that cage on all fours, she was really angry. And especially angry when she found out that the forest rangers would not let her take Grandpa home with her. They said this particular wolf was in the care of the park department and was being shipped to the New York Zoo the next day. Now, when Lily came back to the camp and told me this story, I realized it was time for me to spring into action. So, that night, I sneaked back to park headquarters and found Grandpa's cage. There he was, sitting there and scratching the back of his neck with his hind leg, just as though nothing had happened. Well, I was so angry, I picked up Grandpa by the scruff of the neck and carried him back to camp. And you know what? It turned out that Grandpa had forgotten how to change himself back into a person. So, when we finally got home to Mockingbird Lane, I gave the wolf a drink from a mixture in Grandpa's lab. It was a magic mixture. It was supposed to de-wolf him. Well, Grandpa lapped it up, but you know, nothing happened. He kept right on being a wolf. While we were wondering what to do, a stray cat ran past the window and Grandpa chased it across the front yard. That's when the de-wolfing potion took effect. And all of a sudden, there was Grandpa, his old self, running across the lawn on all fours. And you know something? He didn't remember a thing that happened, and when he asked what happened, Lily and Eddie and I decided we just didn't have the heart to tell him. Oh, say, by the way, I hope if he ever asks you, you won't tell him either. You see, he might think it was so much fun he'd want to do it all over again.
Anybody touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.
Over a dozen, over a button, over a block, over a dozen, over a dozen. button, over the block, over the stars and over the dozen.
We'll be right back. My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Seven is crap 11. Good old man, come here. How much gold? bis auf die Beschwerlichkeiten mit den anderen Kindern streiten, mit Papa und Mama. Wo fing das an und wann? Was hat dich irritiert? Was hat dich bloß so ruiniert? Was hat dich bloß so ruiniert?
Face your own biggest challenge. The day you risk it all.
Nose hair link blends.
Bizarre religious objects. Weird ceremonies. Snake handlers. And pot-smoking children.
With Karen Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day. But a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mobile. Thank you.
glass bubble, I tell you, what I see is flashing light.
Reminds me of the sea. sunrise in the junkyard dawn. Junkyard's just a junkyard when the sunrise is gone. Staggered up disheveled to the daylight's edge. Spilled into that smoky corner. Ragpile bed. I have made a mess of things away. Chances will you stake me to? Maybe soon some weekend we can rent a car, ride out to the country and try and reconnect the stars. Once those constellations took our breath away. Now we sit at twilight without a word to say. I have made a mess of things and I can see you'll be getting around to giving up on me. In the afternoon, staring down the misbegotten midday moon. I will take my comfort come the night blind kid. Wake to wonder how I ended up like this. Of things as best I could. Watch your tender mercies fly away for good. Sunrise in a junkyard dawn. Junkyard's just a junkyard when the sunrise is gone.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
If I'm blue, still an unbelievable kiss from you. In this whole wide world is you. Yes, it's you. Darn right, it's you. Not the most common, most wouldn't choose it, but without you, I think I'd lose it, it's true. My favorite letter is you.
Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight on RadioValencia.fm.
Something else, I'm doing nothing wrong. Yes. Mr. Big Fat, y'all love Marga Man. All the Marga mama love the big fat girl. This a big body girl love slim body man. The slim body man love the big body girl. So girl, why? Step up, call nobody in a line. So girl, why? Step up, call nobody in a line. So girl, why? Step up, call nobody in a line. So girl, why? Count nobody in a line. Girly, girly, Mr. Flyers, girly, girly, traveling. We come from around the country. No girly, girly, Mr. Flyers, girly, girly, traveling. We come from around the country.
Sweet, oh man, the love you give is sweet. Baby, the love you give is sweet. Honey, your loving is a sweetness, yes. Sweet, oh man, the love you give is sweet. Baby, the love you give is sweet. Honey, your loving is the sweetest, yeah.